This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermès, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is the BBC.
This is the Finger Licking, Lip Smacking, Cooking with Paula podcast from the John Toll Show on BBC Radio Ulster. What are you cooking?
Right, John, scallops with bacon and beans and sage, like a sage and lemon butter.
Sage?
Sage.
Sage's not what you use like at Christmas time for your turkey.
But it's lovely with fish. We would classic sort of Italian way of doing it. You know, you fry the sage. And but the scallops, now, I used to always take the roll, the orange bit off the scallops. And I thought, why am I doing that? You know, because it's still, and then, you know.
You still eat the orange bit, don't you?
There's nothing wrong with it.
It's just presentation. Sometimes you see them on TV and they've got, they're perfectly round.
Well, I'm not doing anything that I see on TV anymore. That's the end of it.
So you're salting the scallops.
Salting the scallops. Nice bit of sea salt just on them, on the whole scallop. And I've got a pan here, it's really hot. And then what we're going to do is add the scallops, John. So if you put them in like a clock face. If you put them in like a clock face, so start, there's your first one. And then two, go round the pan. Into the pan. Three, four.
Now they are big, fat scallops.
They are, yeah. You set that lovely smell, you know, of the sea, really. So, find that there. Don't move them around too much.
Don't hook.
Essentially. And I'll put a wee bit of salt on this other side. You don't need a massive amount of it. And then what we're going to do is we're going to sort of make a sauce in the pan with this. So you sort of think with a scallop, for me, I would think maybe, I'll have a wee look at that. Yeah, that's getting there. So at this stage, I'm going to start, turn it over. And then what you do is lower the heat a wee bit. And this is a bit you start incorporating the butter.
See, I would always be nervous of scallops. I've never cooked them. And I love eating them. But it would be afraid.
You cook prawns, so. Yeah.
But it would be afraid of not getting them, either overcooking them or not cooking them.
Yeah, it's just. And then the butter. So you're putting quite a bit of butter. This is going to be our sauce. So that goes in. Take that off the heat a wee bit. And then in at that stage, these are the sage leaves that I've just picked this morning, actually.
Into the butter with the...
Into the butter.
So scallops and sage.
Now you see that butter's going butter. Nice and brown now. Mm-hmm. Just move that around. And you get that lovely... See the smell? And you get the sage coming out into the pan. Mm. But also what happens, John, is you get this lovely... They get lovely and crispy. Because you know the way sage, have a wee feel at that. Feels like a wee animal, doesn't it?
It's a wee furry thing, isn't it?
So
yeah, it needs to be, yeah. Don't eat a sage leaf.
No.
On its own.
Don't eat a sage leaf.
Learned that lesson.
No, that's a good, that's a life lesson, that today, yeah. They're medicinal, John, that's it.
Tastes right, a bit medicinal.
Have a wee feel at that scallop there. I see it's got a nice, just use your finger.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so that's kind of bouncy. That's what you're looking for. And then in here, just a bit of lemon juice. Fresh lemon. And that's...
That sage leaf is...
Brutal.
Brutal. Yeah. Not to be eaten on its own.
Definitely
what
not.
What was I thinking?
Right, and that, then you get the lemon. You smell the lovely lemon. And that's it done. Right. The only thing is what you have to do then, you know, if you cook a roast or a steak, you let it rest. Same with fish.
And then that'll cook it through.
I'll cook it through a wee bit. It's still, I think they're perfect now because you want them nice and translucent. So leave them to sit. Look, you've got that lovely butter.
Jeez.
So to go with us here, I have a tin of cannellini beans in here, onion and smoky bacon. So bacon and scallops are beautiful together. Now what we're going to do is just make a dressing. So a bit of white balsamic in here or white wine vinegar is good. And then this is where you use your decent olive oil. You know, most people say, what do you use your olive oil? Good olive oil. Mm-hmm. This is extra virgin. Don't use it for frying. And that's it. Mix it. Those are lovely dressed. Wee bit of salt. We don't need too much because you've got the bacon in there. And then that goes into a dish here, into a nice bowl.
So it's your cannelloni beans.
Uh-huh.
Cannellini beans.
Cannellini beans, uh-huh.
Cannellini beans, smoked bacon.
That's it. Wee bit of onion.
Onion and a wee bit of balsamic
and good olive oil. Decent olive oil. And then
and
just...
then plop your big fat scallops on top of that.
That's it, right.
Look at that with the sage butter running off it.
I know. Look, and a wee bit of sage there. Look. And you can eat the sage leaves, right? So then put that... wee bit of the wee sage.
Mm.
Sage round us. And you see that nice, the way that butter goes,
butter.
Lovely brown. Just all over the top of that.
Mm.
And like, this is in one pan. This is what I love about scallops. If you have a nice big pan, and as long as you start, the first one in is
gets
the first one
scallop.
Over. That's it. It's the first one turned over. So cut into your scallops.
So you'd serve that, if you had five people coming around your house for their tea.
Yeah.
Five scallops. Put that in the middle of the table and just have a kind of a free
That's
for all.
A starter. One scallop each.
Oh.
And if you were serving for a starter, that's a bite. One
uh-huh.
scallop each. For a starter, I would give them three.
Three for starter.
And for main course, six.
Right.
Because I'd be generous.
Wouldn't
John.
Be cheap.
I'd be generous. Wouldn't be a cheap evening. That would be, you know, if you didn't like people, you could open a tin of tuna and do the candle. But if somebody you like, do it that way.
Mmm.
And then you see that bit at the end there. I'll let you try this here. You see that sauce? Just have a wee mouthful of that. Just because the butter all sort of seeps through the cannellini beans, and you've got them.
And you've got the fruity thing of the vinegar.
And that kind of caramelised butter.
Mm-hmm.
And the scallops are lovely and fresh. Your local scallops, still available.
I'm using the same fork, but that's the same scallop.
Uh huh.
So it's perfectly hygienic.
Mm. No double dipping.
Mm. That
I don't
gorgeous.
Think I've ever done scallops before, have I?
No. I don't remember it now.
No.
I don't think I would have.
You would have. I
that is delicious.
They're lovely, aren't they?
Sage.
Great.
Let's get stuck in.
Lovely.
Happy days. Got that, Billy?
Brilliant.
That's it from this week's Cooking with Paula McIntyre podcast. For more clips and galleries from The John Toll Show, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio Ulster. And there are loads more BBC podcasts available at bbc.co.uk/podcasts.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.